This week on Daybreak Asia, we have been investigating the topic of what Americans think about China. It's a complex issue that we decided to examine after a VOA listener posed the question to us in an email. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin has been looking at the latest Gallup and Pew Research opinion polls on U.S. attitudes toward China and came up with several key findings. Among them, most Americans appear to have unfavorable opinions of China generally, while also seeing the country as relatively friendly toward the United States. In the fourth of several interviews this week, Michael speaks to David Wertheim, senior editor at Foreign Policy magazine, and asks why many Americans have a combination of negative and positive views of China.
I think part of the discrepancy can be explained by the differing views that Americans have toward Chinese people and toward the Chinese government. So when you ask them a question, what do they think of China, it calls a number of things to mind, both the government and the people. For the government's part, it took a huge hit in the eyes of Americans after the 1989 Tiananmen massacre and hasn't really recovered since. But if you ask people what they think of Chinese people as a group, they may have a very different answer. So I think it's possible for an American to feel that China as a group of people is favorably disposed, but not to have a very good image of the government.
Some other interesting observations that come out of the Pew and Gallup data are that younger Americans and Democrats are more likely to have positive views of China and to see it as a friend to the U.S. than older Americans and Republicans. Can you hazard a guess as to why that is?
I think it's harder for me to hazard a guess about party affiliation, but in terms of age, I think it probably is explained by the fact that, first of all, China's changed a great deal over time. You know, the 1989 Tiananmen massacre was obviously a nadir for the Chinese government in the eyes of many people around the world, including in the United States. I think you probably see a divide between those who had actually witnessed the broadcast of this event in real time or heard about it in real time and those who haven't. I think that obviously leaves an enduring impression in a generation. I also think you just have to look at the growth of modern China and the fact that from a informational perspective and a media perspective, the two countries are much more interconnected now than they were even 10 years ago. So there's a lot more information available about China in the United States. I would argue it's now of a higher quality. And, you know, because of developments like Chinese social media, Americans are able to get a better sense of what people within China are thinking and saying, to get access to things like videos and images showing people there. And I think that inevitably gives rise to some sense, hopefully, of shared humanity. And I think that probably also informs the way that younger Americans tend to see their counterparts in China.
I also want to ask you about the reason why most Americans who answer these surveys perceive that China in the future will be a significant threat to the United States economically as well as militarily, although the concern about China's economic power and strength seems to be greater than that of its military strength. What do you think is going on there?
Right. That's a really fascinating question. I think in terms of the schism between economic and military, I think it's simply that the actual likelihood of conflict at any given time between China and the United States is relatively low, and that's partly thanks to the hard work that people like American diplomats are doing every day. But when you look at the economic piece, there's obviously much more that hits close to home for Americans. You know, what happens in China does actually affect the price of goods here, does actually affect wages here in the United States in a more direct way. So I think that may explain why people point to the economic piece before the military piece. And I think the other element of your question is probably just, why do people see China as much of a threat as they do, given the relative GDP per capita, given the relative military expenditures? Is that fair to say?
Yeah. In fact, most Americans have been saying for a while that China is the world's top economic power, even though technically that's not the case yet.
Right, right. Well, if you were to ask people in China who they thought the world's chief economic power was, the majority, or at least the plurality of them, would probably say the United States. So I think part of it is when you live in a country, you have a better sense of its challenges, its struggles, its flaws. When you look 8,000 miles away at a place that you may have never visited, filtered through images in media and pop culture, you inevitably, I think, don't always get a full sense of just how many challenges they're facing. And so often, particularly a place like China, often looks much stronger from the outside than it may feel on the inside by Chinese people and Chinese leaders. The other thing, of course, is just the directional arrows are all there. So China's GDP last quarter grew year on year at 7.4%. Its military expenditure, I think, grew 12.2%. So obviously, these are both very high growth rates. And Americans are making a pretty commonsensical calculation about what's going to happen in 10 or 20 years. And to some extent, they're bringing those projections to bear in the present.
David Wertheim of Foreign Policy Magazine in Washington and co-founder of the China blog Tea Leaf Nation. For more on American perceptions of China, you can find Michael's report at our website, voanews.com. And you can't miss it. It's the feature story on our homepage.